Hi. First off, I just want to say thank you so much for all the support. Like, I just been doing this only for like 2 weeks, a little over 2 weeks, and just like the feedback is just so great and everyone's so supportive, which I really love that. And it's like the more that I do it, the less nervous I get. I get about it. So what I am doing is I am fulfilling my promise when I got to like 200 followers, where I do like a ramble and you can ask me anything you want, and I am gonna do my best and to answer your questions while I'm playing with my lunch. So again, thank you, and wish me luck. Okay. The first question is, what made you start making these audios? So in my introduction, I talk a little bit about this, but a little bit more in depth. I had a friend that was a photographer, oh my gosh. Okay, so I know this. Fuck. It's just on different patterns. I don't know what the fuck is coming next. So some I can kind of breathe through, and some I just might pause. But okay, so I had a friend that was a photographer, and he did some work which was really good. And if I have a lot to say, like, I'll just send like a note. So I did that, and immediately he was just like, he was just like, I need you to do some work, like voiceover work. So did some stuff, and then he just told me I had a voice for doing like audios, and that's what I need to do. And so the only reason I like consider this really is I told myself like this year that I was just gonna say yes to like whatever, like, just opportunity presented itself, like, no matter what form it came in, I was just gonna go and give it a try and see what happens. And so I found Reddit and GWA, and I had been on for like 2 months, and it was just, like, I don't know, I kind of fell like down a rabbit hole with like certain VAs, and just, oh man, it got to a point like I would listen and I was like responding out loud, like, all the just, yeah, like, they weren't talking to me, obviously, but I took it as a sign that, I need to go ahead and just, like, open my mouth and say something. So, I did, and that's kind of, like, where at right now. Okay. And then the next question is, are you planning to open up a Patreon soon? You know, I'm just starting out and just doing this for fun, but some of like my last audios, I haven't done that many, but like, I'm starting to get like requests and questions about whether I decommission, so I'm definitely planning on opening one soon. I'm just trying to get everything together and just inquiry forms and just like requests and all that kind of stuff. So soon, but yeah, I definitely plan to open up a Patreon very soon. Fuck. Oh, fuck. All right, next question is how are you doing? Thanks for asking me that. I am doing really good right now. Have my lush in me and I'm just trying to keep from putting my hands between my legs. I'm just trying to enjoy it and answer these questions. But yes, I'm doing really good. Oh, really, really good. Fuck. No. Fuck. Oh, next question. Okay. My next question is, what's my favorite, sex position? Okay. Fuck. Okay, so this is my, no, fuck. This might be a little weird for you. So it's not like, I don't know what position to fucking call it. What? One time, I was in a car. And so it's like you ever have one of those moments where you can't wait to, like, get home, you know, or get to each other's place, wherever. And so we're in a car, but, oh, fuck. How am I supposed to explain it? I don't know. But it's like, so, like, say you're in the front, like, on the passenger side, right? Like, that's where it was. And so, definitely, like, getting up to turn around, like I'm going to climb in, like, the back seat. But not, but, like, have my knees on top of the... So, you know when you sit in the front passenger side where, like, the headrest is or, like, where your shoulder kind of meets, like, the top part of the seat in the car? Fuck. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Yes. Like, your knees are on top part of, like, the headrest or, like, where the shoulder part of that seat goes. And it's kind of lowered and the guy's, like, behind you. So almost kind of, like you're getting fucked from behind. But then, like, it's, like, on an incline. It's, like, really weird. But it's, like, being mounted, but not, but... Shit, that feels so fucking good. But other than that, I kind of, like,
all the different kind of positions. It's just like, oh, we're in the moment. And just, fuck. And it just kind of flows. It just, fuck. All the positions feels good. So it's, oh, it's kind of hard. Mm-hmm. For me to favor. To my mind if people slide into my DMs, so I don't mind. I don't mind. Fuck. Yeah. I don't mind if people like slide in like my DMs, but like, be cool, you know, like, just be chill about it. Don't, like, just send me a picture of, like, your dick, okay? Like, I don't know you, you don't know me, and I'm glad you love the audios, but it doesn't mean that, like, I automatically want to see your fucking cock, okay? Like, if I want to see it, I'm gonna ask you and be like, I want to see your dick, okay? So, just, you know, be cool, and you can, you know, have fun and play back and forth, but, yeah, I don't need it, I don't need it, oh, because it's like, you've seen one, you've seen them all, you know, but, no, I don't mind, as long as we're cool, and, you know, I can be, like, your little internet friend, and we can just be cool, as long as you're adults enough, and, yeah. Oh, fuck. But yeah, as long as you're over 18 and everything, I am totally cool with you sliding in my DMs. Oh, fuck. What gets you in the mood to do audio? So, I try to, like, wait till I'm just fucking horny or I'm, like, in the mood. And then, like, oh, fuck. I'll record, you know? But I have to feel it. Like, I don't want to fake anything. So I have to, like, be in the mood. It could just be the way someone says something or, like, fuck. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. So, like, usually if I'm, like, lately, like, it's been raining, right? Sometimes I get so turned on because of the rain. And so, like, I'll be in a mood to, just fucking record, but, like, I just have to be, like, in a mood and, like, real horny and just, yeah. When I'm in the mood, and now that, I mean, you guys like to listen to me, it just makes sense to fucking hit record. Oh, fuck, when I do it. Don't you think so? Fuck. I don't know if I'm gonna get through all these fucking questions. Oh, God. Okay. This is my favorite Mario Kart character. Oh, fuck. Oh, come on now. You know the answer to that. Fuck. Got some princess. The princess is my favorite character. Because I am one just. I'm just a slutty princess. But the princess would be my favorite character. Oh, fuck. How much cum is too much cum? Fuck, I don't fucking know how to answer that. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, fuck. 2 minutes ago. Oh, fuck. I think, I don't know, if guys just keeps coming and coming, and, like, you can't fucking swallow it all at one time, or you just, oh, fuck, or if you don't swallow the back of your throat, like, I guess it's too much if it just keeps coming and coming. Oh, fuck, I'm coming. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. So, like, if you know, oh, God, I guess for me, if it's like, if I'm gagging and, like, he's coming and coming and coming and I can't swallow enough because it's just, oh, God, it's so full of his cock and it just keeps coming on the sides. And it just spills out and it gets all fucking messy. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. And it gets messy and stuff. Oh, my God. I'm so like, if it keeps, like, coming out and coming out and I can't swallow it all fast enough, then that's, like, too much, I guess. I don't know. Oh, fucking hard answer the question, I guess. Oh, fuck. But then, oh, fuck. Oh, but then, wait, I don't know. I'm wondering, like, wait, are you talking about, like, his cum, or, like, how much is too much cum for me? Like, me coming. Because, I don't know, but, like, when I come, it should feel so good. And I just want to keep coming and coming and coming. And keep coming. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, fuck. More. More. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, I always want more, so I don't... Oh, I don't know how much is too much. Shit, until you can't go anymore. Fuck. I don't know. Fuck, how much is too much come for you? Fuck. Okay. Would you ever consider fucking a follower secretly while recording to make it more realistic? And two, this isn't a question, but I've been loving your content and it really gets me off and I love to hear it even more. Plus that one pig is hot as fuck. I hear a 10 on a 10 on the fuckable chart. Well, I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much for that, the compliment, but you can't even see me. It's just, like, my lips, but I appreciate that. So I appreciate the compliment so much. I truly do. Would I ever consider fucking my follower? No. Because, you know, I think that'd just be, like, a fucking, mess of a situation, you know? I mean, we create this out of fun, and, you know, like, it's just fun, and it's, and we're all here to, like, get off, and, like, trust me, it makes me feel good to get you guys off. Like, the fact that you listen to me, I love that, but, no, I don't want to, like, blur those lines, you know? Just, have fucking boundaries, and please, yeah. And so, yeah, just make sure that I have in place, but, I mean, to make it more realistic, I mean, I do fuck myself, so, I mean, it's just, I think I like for it to be as real as it can be, so, but, it's a good question, but no, I couldn't do that, it just, yeah, no, I don't, it wouldn't be right, and, you know, I'm a good girl, so, I can't, you know?
I wouldn't want to blur those lines like that.
Okay. Fuck. Oh, God. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Oh, my gosh. The next question is okay. Alright, is this you? Fuck. Do you prefer a guy with big balls or a big dick?
Can I say both? No, fuck. So, you know, that's a good question. No one's ever asked me that before. The partners I've been with, I mean, I've had different size. I have different size dicks, you know, and just, everyone's different. For me, it's not that I, like, prefer it. Like, I don't want a guy that has, like, a fucking horse cock. Like, I can't take that. Oh, fuck. Like, I can't fucking take that, you know? But, shit, I want to say both. I just want to say both. I can't choose. It has to be both, because... You know, gagging purposes, so yeah, I'm gonna have to go with both.
Oh, fuck. When did I start to discover my enjoyment for gagging and face fucking? So, when did I discover? Oh, fuck. So, I mean, trying to do it, like, okay, so in the beginning, I don't know, but, like, when I, the first time I sucked a dick, it was so bad. Oh, so bad. Oh, it was fucking awful, but, oh, gosh, the guy I was with at the time was so sweet and understanding about it, but I just wanted to, like, practice, so it wasn't until later, you know, And then as I got a little older, like, I would do it, and, it wasn't until I had a sore throat one day, and, you know, I was with my boyfriend, and I wasn't, like, sick, but my throat, it's not even a fucking word, my throat was so fucking sore, right, and, like, in the beginning of, like, you're about to catch a cold, but you're not really, you're just, you know, like, you're almost right, like, you're almost right there, like, you are about to, but, you know, you're not, so, you know, we had one of those, like, Netflix and chill kind of nights, which, you know, is actually just fucking in front of Netflix, right, so, that night, like, I was just sucking on his dick, and yeah, I pushed, like, deep throating and everything, but, like, I don't know, he just kind of got aggressive and just kind of, like, just started forcing my head down, and then I just knew my throat didn't hurt afterwards, so that was just, like, that became, like, my little remedy was just a fucking gag on dick, and so my throat stopped hurting, but it works. I told some of my girlfriends, like, hey, this is what I do. Oh, fuck, this is what I did. I was like, try it, it works. And so for some girlfriends, it works, you know? But not just that, but just, like, the sounds. Like, I am big on the sounds, and fuck, like, the moans that comes out of guys, like, fuck, like, it just made me want to do it, like, I am not, fuck, like, I'm a sub through and through, but, like, something about holding that little bit of power and just, oh, fuck, and just, I don't know, it just drives guys crazy, and it's just, like, like, I can't believe, like, I can do this, you know? But, yeah, just once I realized, like,
One, I can cure my sore throat, but I can also, have that little bit of power for just a little bit. I don't know, it just made me excited to keep doing it. So, it's just fun, and like, it's just, you try to find new things and new challenges, and like, for me, like, the one challenge I fucking doing is, okay, so this thing is, I'm trying to do this thing where, like, I deep throat, right, but I want to take, like, all of just, like, the cock and the walls in my mouth at the same time, so I'm kind of seeing if I can, train myself to do that, because I just think that shit would be so fucking hot. That should be so fucking hot if I can do that, so I probably gotta, stretch my throat some more, stretch my fucking mouth, and just, fuck, yes, oh, fuck, I'm coming again, oh, fuck, oh my gosh, practice so I can, like, do that, fuck, oh my gosh, oh, fuck, yes, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, God, oh, fuck, I don't know if I can, oh, God, okay, if I can make it through one more, fuck. Gosh, there's so many questions. Fuck, I might have to do a part two of this, because fuck. Oh, gosh. Why did I decide to create erotic audio? After I, did the voice work for a friend, and I did a couple tests, and I shared it with very few people, but I've had them listen and just kind of get some insight and just let's see. I just thought it was just something so much fun to try. And to try, and it's fun, and I really just want to see like where it takes me with different scripts and like eventually doing collabs and just, I just want to see what happens and I just want to see how good I can really get at this, that's about it. Oh, fuck. Fuck. So, alright. If I can get through this one, then. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna have to do a part two, but. Oh, my God. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Okay. My biggest sexual fantasy, if I can fucking get through this, but. Oh, my God. This feels so fucking good. Oh, it feels so fucking good. Oh, fuck. Okay, so my big. Fuck. Oh, fuck. 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 Okay. No, fuck, I'm not gonna finish. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna fucking come again. I'm gonna fucking come. Oh, my God. Yes, oh fuck, oh God, oh yes, oh fuck, okay, oh fuck, oh my God. Oh my gosh. stop right there. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna have to do more too, so. I know, it's like, fuck. I have so many questions I didn't get to, but I'm gonna. I'm gonna have to do a part two sometime. But, I, again, oh, fuck. Thank you all for just, like, welcoming me and just making me feel comfortable and just having fun. All this great content for you, but oh fuck, I can't wait to share like all the stuff that's coming up. And just thank you guys so much for listening. Like, it means so much. Like, it means so, so much to me, and I appreciate all of you. And don't be a stranger. Oh fuck. Until next time. Bye guys.